on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Wangaratta today. Beautiful weather in Victoria. We're racing on a good four deck. Warren Huntley had his eye in yesterday with three winners. And he's back to do it all again today. Good morning, Woz.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. I'd like to say it was probably about a par three yesterday too. I think anything less than them. I think if you there was some low-hanging fruit there yesterday, I managed to pick up a little bit of it. Hopefully we can hit the mark today. I think it's one of the most even, toughest programs I've had to work through. So hopefully we can find some value, but gee, I found it a tough card.
All right, well, that means value today. So that's all right. We can get some value. We'll be happy. And one man who always helps us here on RSN 927 is Matt Kamani, who's got a nice few chances heading to Wangaratta today. Good morning, Matt. Are you well?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thank you.
That's good. Before I ask you about your horses today, we get to see Future Score back in the Naturalism on Saturday?
Yes, and I can't wait. I mean, I think he will definitely need the run. It's a bit of an ask going to that quality of race and at that distance first up, but we didn't have time to give him a trial. Instead, he had a decent gallop. Sorry, we did a jump out, rather. He had a good jump out at St Arnold, went very well. Not a huge amount of competition, but he had a good leg stretch and brought him on nicely, but I think we'll see him really at his best second and third up. But it'd be good to get his campaign underway this weekend.
Well, we haven't seen him for such a long time since the Sandown Classic. So was this always the plan heading into the Spring Carnival? What's his main aim?
Yes, I mean, obviously, he's a horse that was bought from Melbourne Cup. It's taken us a few years to sort of get him up to that. He's been very progressive, though, steadily sort of climbing through the ratings. He's now rated 100, and hopefully this is his spring, and we wanted to make sure we targeted it and be able to give him a nice long break before this preparation, and he's had that, and consequently it's taken us a little bit longer to get him ready, and he's still a little bit in winter mode. He's a bit woolly and doesn't exactly look like a Naturalism winner, but I think he's very healthy and well and fit enough underneath it all. But, you know, 2,000 metres at this grade will be tough, and hopefully we'll ride him conservatively and we'll see him finishing off very strongly.
All right, looking forward to seeing him return on Saturday. You kick off today's action in race number one, Moon Yanko, who was really good on debut. Taken much improvement out of that?
Yeah, I think so, yes. High-pressure horse this one, because owned by my father and brother-in-law, so there's a lot resting on it. But I think she'll take a lot from that first up run. She was a little bit silly in the barriers, so we have done a bit of work with her at home, and she seems good, but she's sort of quite hot and fresh and you know, a typical 1,000-metre sprinter. But if she can behave well in the gate and break well and put herself into a handy spot without doing too much work early like she had to do last time, hopefully she'll have enough in the tank to finish off really well.
Does Luca offer much advice? Is he a hands-on owner?
Well, no, he's not in this one. This is my father-in-law. So,
father-in-law, okay.
Yeah, my wife's
father, oh, well.
And he's carrying the famous colours that Red Nose carried for a third in the Melbourne Cup.
Gee, really? How did that come about?
Well, his father was the late Jim Bell, whose colours were yellow and purple polka dots. His best runner was Red Nose, who was third in the Cup.
Gee. That's some great history. Well, there is real pressure on. If you stuff it up for the old man, that's not too bad. But the father-in-law is a total different world. So good luck in the first race at Wangaratta today. What about the first starter in race number three? It's about a $26 chance. This is the daughter of Nakoni. Etteraya, what can you tell us?
Yeah, really nice filly. But I think she's won a bit like in the jump out, you know, she's very sort of slow and field shy and a bit wary of it all in her first jump out, but really pulled it all together in her second one and actually won that heat. I think she'll be a bit similar at the races. You know, she'll need a run or two before she puts it together. And she's not your typical Nakoni. You know, she's not a fast 1,100, 1,200-metre horse. She'd probably be more of a 1,600-metre horse in time. You know, she's got quite a big long action, and she is a big horse and one that's still got plenty of maturing to come. But I'd like to see her put in a good effort and finish off strongly. We'll ride her pretty quietly and conservatively and give her a good experience, but hopefully she'll be strong to the line.
In race four, you've got Vazbert, who wasn't far away on debut, steps up to the 1590 today.
Yeah, I really like this horse. He is a full brother ancestry, which complicates it a little bit when looking at distance, because looking at him as a type, he's a long, rangy horse and real sort of stayer type, really. So just still working out what his distance is, but I'm happy to step him up to basically the mile today. Got a tricky gate. Probably I need to have a chat with Fred and see how the first few races go, but we'll probably look at riding him conservatively, depending on how he breaks from the gate. And give them every opportunity to finish off well. And then that should give us a good indication whether the mile suits them or not. But I have high hopes for him. I think he's going places, and hopefully we'll see that today.
And then you round out the day with Deserved in race number six, who's been a pretty honest mare throughout her career. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, she has. She showed a lot of promise as a three-year-old. You know, mistakes placed and showed a lot of potential, but probably didn't grow as much as I would have liked into a four-year-old year, and has sort of hit a bit of a level. We've consequently gone up in distance to try and get the win from her, and we have 2,000, but had put in good performances over 21, 22 and 24, but then also put in some poor ones. So I'm still a little bit having to be open-minded about what her perfect distance is, and so we've dropped her down to 2,000 today, put the blinkers on, and we'll ride her a little bit more aggressively today and see if that suits her.
Who do you think's the best of your four heading to Wang?
Well, it'd be between Munyanko and Vazbert, I think. And I think probably... I think Vazbert has the more upside, possibly. But happy to be dissuaded on that. But I think those two are the ones to follow.
Good on you, Matty. Best of luck today.
OK, thanks a lot.
Matt Kamani there. Vazbert, still a good price, around about $7.50, $2.60 in race number four. Warren, the first race kicks off at 1 o'clock. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres. We've got a pretty short price favourite that takes on Munyanko here, and it's been well supported. We can scratch a few out of the first. 1, 2, 7, 13, 14 and 16 Titans. Trained by Team Friedman, $2.15 is the first starter. Favourite Munyanko at $3.80. Gorgeous Profit, another first starter. This one from the Clinton McDonald Stables at $4.60. And they're the only three under double figure odds. What can you tell us about the first starters, Warren?
Of the first starters, Michael, I thought that, Teetotal's jumped out okay. I thought Funny Impact has jumped out quite nicely. And Bella Sololina, I thought, was solid enough in a recent jump out. Bella Sololina and Funny Impact, probably the pick of the first starters. For me, I was keen on a horse from the Friedman Stable at short odds in the first yesterday, and it didn't get the day off to a good start. But, gee, I think Titans is going well, Michael. He's been gelded. He's got the blinkers on here. So two key gear changes. He performed okay at his first two runs in races that have produced reasonable form. And recent trial at Cranbourne was just terrific. He looks ready to go. I think he's got the tactical speed to offset that draw that's been a little bit easier by a few scratchings. Damien Lane up there to ride. He's working very hard around Victoria at the moment, is Damien, and forming good relationships with prep stables that he wasn't the most solid with previously, but the opportunities that have arisen, he's really working well with a number of stables, and Friedman Stable being one of them. And I do like Titans here, and I think he'd win more than the half the time this race is run. So I'm happy to chime in at the $2.15. Four for me. Hit a 12, Munyanko, who was beaten by a smart horse at Warragamville that Saturday provincial meeting. I think Fortunate Kiss from the Bowman Stables got stakes level ability and has run well at that level following that performance, winning that maiden at Warragamville. Six, Bella Sorolina, I thought it's jumped out nicely, looked stronger the line in a recent jump out, and eight, Funny Impact, another first starter. This one from the George Osmond Stable showed good speed in a recent jump out, but I do think that Titans is clearly the one to beat, Michael. 4-12, 6-8.
4-12, 6-8, and Titans, of course, is first up, not a first starter, first up today with those two first campaign runs. Race number two is a maiden over 1,100 metres. We can take out 3, 4, 9, 11, 12, 17 and 20. Atomic Selfie is a first starter here from Ben Brisbane, the Colin Alderson award winner the other night. Congratulations again to Ben. It's $5 the field here, Warren, so it looks tough. $5 Atomic Selfie, Fun Park $5, So Delicious $5.50, and then we're out to If You Wish at $6.50 as well. This looks pretty easy, Woz.
Yeah, I had real trouble with this race, Michael, and that was the theme of the day. I settled on one of double-figure odds here in number 16, Wiz Tiz, from the Luke Oliver stable. Don't know if we read anything into the fact that they scratched the stablemate that Daniel Moore was also declared on, and Daniel picks up the ride on this emergency. But I thought a recent trial was very good, not tested, but trucked up beautifully at the end of a recent trial from a good draw, can probably hold a spot midfield or so, and in a race where not a lot would surprise me, but I'd be looking for something at decent odds. I've settled on number 16, Wiz Tiz, head of six. Fun Park, who was well in the market on debut, spelled after that run, looks to have trialled up nicely, asked to do a little bit in a recent jump out at Flemington and looked to work home. Well, gear change with the tongue tie going on. Actually, a couple of gear changes with some top selection in Wiz Tiz. The full set of earmuffs go on. The pre-race earmuffs come off and the nose roll goes on. I thought that Fun Park had trialled up well enough to say that he'd run well. Seven, Harshi, comes back to 1,100 metres here, but will be very strong late. And thought number five, far too tempting. He didn't really have any excuses last start, but at least he's got some race fitness, but a slightly tricky barrier draw to overcome. 16 each way, ahead of six, seven and five.
16 each way ahead of 6, 7 and 5. And Wiz Tiz at $13.390. A lovely each way play in the second today. Race number 3, a maiden over 1,400 metres. We can take out 2, 3, 7, 14, 15 and 16. Tiz Magic, a first starter from the Price Junior Camp, is at $3.70. See No Witness is at $4.20. Notorious, $6.50. Henty, $7.50. And then you're out to Dal Super at $8. What have you seen of this first starter who's favourite here, Tiz Magic, Warren?
Yeah, jump outs had been fair. Recent barrier trial was solid with the application of blinkers. I've just got my slight concern with Tiz Magic is, you know, all debutants lack race experience, Michael, but Amy Lane had to pull the whip through the left hand in a recent trial, and the horse, although trialled well, I just thought looked to me like would benefit from a day at the races and doesn't look like has some great race smarts yet. So in an even race, wouldn't surprise me, but I'm leaving out the early favourite in number 12, Tiz Magic. Just didn't look as straight as I'd like a horse to be in a trial. And with the blinkers on, had the gear to try and get him straight. Didn't look to be going the way that you would like him to be. So I've got a slight query there. No knock at all on the honesty of number 1, Del Super. The knock is that he's a 17-start maiden going into today, but I thought last start was probably a career best performance from an inside draw up slightly in distance. He should get every opportunity. 1 for me, head of 5, Nataris. Cliff Brown Stable's really going to start to build some momentum. We're starting to see that, particularly the Inferno with that win at Moonee Valley. This horse has had one run back and now the blinkers go on. 11, Sino Witness, was a bunch finished, but he was okay for the line last start. I think he's going okay and hopefully can settle a bit closer from that inside draw. 8, Henty. Come through the same trial recently as number 9, Mickle White. There wasn't a lot between them. Just liked the way Henty worked through the line there for a horse kicking off at 1,400 metres. 1, 5, 11, 8.
1, 5, 11, 8 in the third. Race 4 is over the 1,590. It's a maiden. We can take out 4, 16, 17 and 18. Aquila Villar is the $4 favourite. Robert the Puss got a good mention in early markets from Gerard Daffy at $5. Ready at also is at $5.50. Second Nature, $6. And then Vazbert, a good push from Maddie Kamani as well, $7.50 here, Warren.
Another difficult race, Michael. I thought number 11, Ready, was an eye-catcher. It was actually mentioned in the call by Adam Crittenden for that run last start, chasing home Big Crunch at Benalla. That was at 1,406 metres. The step up to 1,590 looks suitable. I thought 11, Ready, had a 5, Second Nature, who comes through the same race and has the benefit of one more run, this preparation, and beat Ready home in that performance, has to be in the mix. Aquila Valare was an interesting debutant. There was good money from early markets for Aquila Valare on debut for the Maren Eustace stable. I thought he just was a little bit field shy with horses around him and a bit flat-footed when the sprint went on. But then when he got clear air the last 1,500 metres, I'd say that was the best part of his race. So from a good draw up in distance, benefit for the day at the races, you'd think he's going to be somewhere there. I'll put 6 Vazbert in next best. I thought the debut was solid enough at Echuca behind Templar, who had the benefit of a bit more race experience and race fitness on that occasion. Just needs a touch of luck from the draw. Yeah, the Elton Zara debutants, Robert the Puss and Vataboy coming through the same race, you could certainly mount cases for them. I think it's a very even race. 11, 5, 9, 6.
11, 5, 9 and 6 in race number 4. Race number 5 is a 58 over 1590. Takeout 7, 14, 15. Opportunity lost. Lockie Neindorf on board with the 63.5, 440, $5 strobe light, Frankie Two Angels at $6.50, and then we've got Reggae Rock at $6.50. It doesn't get any easier, Warren.
No, it doesn't. I think Frankie Two Angels and Opportunity Lost have certainly got good chances, and they head an even market. But Opportunity Lost two recent runs at benchmark 64 and class one level were solid enough for this. Hard and fit now for recent racing, and happened to strike full of theories at his favourite track and distance on the synthetic track at Pakenham last start. So I'm thinking Opportunity Lost has got as good a chance as anything in an even race. Thank you, Two Angels, an interesting runner. He's having a run with Justin Stanley here as part of the Malua operation. I think he's helping look after that stable at north of Benalla, but he's listed as training out of Dubbo, so I'm not sure of the scenario there with the horse that was with Dennis Pagan for his most recent run. I've gone to head of four with the blinkers on. Frankie Two Angels one. O'Brunny Boy won the maiden last start, ran reasonable time, showed some good strength there, had every opportunity, but I thought the runs leading into that had been solid. Five, Reggae Rock. Ran some good closing late sectionals last start. That's a little bit of a story of Reggae Rock's life, but you know, with solid tempo up front, as quite often you can get in these rising star races, he'll be strong again late. 2, 4, 1, 5.
2, 4, 1, and 5 in race 5. We've got the quaddie to come at Sportsbet Wangaratta. That's up next after this quick break.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're looking at Sportsbet Wangaratta. We're up to race number 6, which is the first leg of the quaddie with Warren Huntley. It's over 2,000 metres, a benchmark 64 in this race. We can take out 2, 4 and 11. Zoffany Street's the favourite. Johnny Allen, Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace at $3. Slip into this for Patrick Payne's $4.80. Dance Ready, $5.50. Dancing Duck at $5.50, as is Super Quick Love. And they are the top five in the market again. It's a race where there are a number of chances, according to the market, Warren.
At least four in the first leg of the quaddie, Michael, and I'm only going with four, but I could easily miss. So I'm reluctantly leaving out Super Quick Love. I'm putting in one slip into this on top. I think back up in distance is a positive for him. He's a consistent, reliable galloper. It looks to be reasonable speed in this race. He's been racing last couple of starts, benchmark 70 level. Back to the 64 grade here, back up from the 1,746 at Sale last start. Between thought of that, not really concerned with a few weeks between runs with the Paddy Payne stable with the good base fitness that he had going into that run. One, head of nine, Dancing Duck. She comes back in trip, but she's flying and likes racing here, so no reason to think she won't run well again. She's only missed a place once here from five starts, including one win. Seven, Vooney, could be ready now for this distance. I thought staying at 1,600 metres last start and was solid to the line behind a dominant winner, but a horse with a bright future in Saint-Tropez could be on a derby path. And five's off any street. I thought he won well. He got the favours, but he was tough and honest winning last start. He was good on debut behind Saucy Horsey when he was well backed. He's been favourite both times. So the market's liked him. He's from a good stable. He looks progressive and he should cope with the rising distance. 1,975.
1,975. Race number 7 at 64 over 1,000. Takeout 6. Cool Shot for Johnny McArdle's the favourite here at $2.30. Lunar Hero, $4.20. Unanimous, $5. And Northern Hero is at $6.50. They're the top four under double figure odds.
Yeah, I'm leaning to number 1, Lunar Hero, here. He's a real talent. He's a big, strong boy. I don't think being up in the weights is going to be a problem for him. Recent jump out here at Wangaratta, near the outside of the course proper, was most encouraging. He's got tactical speed. There looks good speed in the race because the favourite Cool Shot looks to be a real jump and run style horse, and there's a few others with speed. So sure, Blake McDougall will work it out. He can come across from that wider draw and he can either tuck him behind the speed or even sit outside the speed. Slight leaning to 1, ahead of 5, Cool Shot, who had excuses pulling up with a slow recovery last start. His debut winner at Cranbourne lived up to his trial going into it. He sat on the speed and dominated the trial, and he was able to do that winning on debut, and he had excuses last start, so he's certainly right in the mix. 4, Unanimous, resuming from reasonably lengthy break. I thought a recent trial at Cranbourne was quite encouraging without being tested. maybe fitter and further will be a better scenario for Unanimous, but I think with the likely speed in this race, will be strong late. And two Northern Hero, another one from the Dan McCarthy stable. He's got the three top weights in this race and jumped out quite well on the same day that Lunar Hero did here at Wangaratta. I thought Lunar Hero probably jumped out a touch better. 1.542.
1.542 in the second leg of the quaddie. The third legs of 58 over 1,200 metres take out 3, 4 and 14. Fast Sagrado is the $3 favourite for Team Hayes. Matt Ash, $3.90. Last Hope, $4.40. And then Gotta Love Trucks is at $8. Do you love trucks, Warren?
Oh, I don't mind them, Michael. I've never really been I've never been a truck driver myself, but I've certainly got nothing against trucks, and they're very important to our existence, aren't they? Being able to transport stuff around. Looking forward to when we can drive along with trucks and have a look around. Michael, get out and about. Sometime in the next week or so, we might be able to go 10 kilometres rather than 5 kilometres and drive past a lot of businesses that aren't open. So I'm looking forward to that, but I'll leave that alone. Let's go with One Last Hope here, who's hard and fit. I don't mind coming back slightly in distance here. I think the drop back to 1,300 metres is a positive, and I think he can be hard to beat in another even race. One ahead of 8, Matash. Another one for Dan McCarthy, who's first up here and jumped out on that same day here at Wangaratta. Looked to move nicely there, and one he's made quite well before going for that break. 5, Gotta Love Trucks. Bitter for one run back from a spell. Had a few homes, but I thought the first run over the border at Albury was solid, and returning to a track where he's had two starts for two placings, could be right in the mix here. And Devon Fast Sagrado, I thought, is right in the mix, getting deep into the first racing preparation, and a well-known Lindsay Park gear change, taking the winkers off and the blinkers on, probably just trying to find that extra half-length or so in the mix in an even race. 1.857.
1.857, the last of nine is at 5 o'clock. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,300 metres, takeout 6. EJ helped the punters out yesterday. I wonder if he can do it in the last. Credlin is the favourite at $3.30. Hassle-free, $3.80. The Wrangler, $4.60. And then Koala Bull, $9.50. In EJ we trust again today, Warren?
I'm narrowing this leg of the quaddie down, Michael, and putting Credlin in as my top selection. I think Matty Welsh might have been the gentleman doing the racing.com form the day that she ran first up. We both loved her trials and jump outs going into the first up run, and she ran well, but she just didn't win. Bitter with that run, up in distance suits from a good draw. 9 ahead of 3, the Wrangler, who'll be riding the speed and give a sight. 5, Rushford. Runs for the new stable have been solid. I thought the last run was good. And 1, Hassle-free. Another one getting fitter, probably at peak fitness now, and been racing at 64 grade recently, gets a drop in grade. 9.351.
9.351. Where do we go for the best of the day?
Trying to get a bank early, Michael. Race 1, number 14, Titans, the best. Race 2, number 16, Whiz Tiz, the value for me at double figures. Quaddie first leg, 1.579. Second leg, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Third leg, 1, 5, 7, and 8. Just having numbers 3 and 9 in the last leg. Trying to trim up the middle and the last legs of the quaddie as the player today with a daily double. Michael, a bit of a nostalgic bet there. 1 and 5 in the first leg, into 3 and 9 in the second.
Good on you, Woz. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Time to get the latest before we hand over to RSN Central's Gareth Hall from Racing.com's Nick Ashman, who will be on the box today finding us all the winners. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Are you keen on this Sportsbet Wangaratta meeting?
Look, I can't say I'm you know, hammering into it. There's nothing at a real short quote that I just want to bet up on, unlike EJ's horse in the last at Mowi yesterday, Holt. But I found a few sort of big prices, and I'm hoping one or two of them, and I've backed them so that at least if one of them runs a place, they sort of finish in front. So I'll kick it off in race 3 at Wangaratta this afternoon. Right down the bottom, horse number 20 is Pardell. It's around $100 or $91, I think, best price in the marketplace. Look, he might appreciate this drop in grade. He made his debut against a horse called Curran at Pakenham. This is decisively easier than Curran. Remember, Curran's a horse that ran second to Ayrton at Caulfield only a few months ago, and then he goes to Pakenham again and runs into a horse called Steinem, who 3 or 4 starts later was favourite for a Group 1 over in Adelaide. So I know he was beaten 11 and 12 lengths, but I would suggest that this maiden this afternoon is probably in the vicinity of around sort of 6 to 10 lengths easier, depending on how it turns up, than what he faced in his first preparation. So he might just be a sneaky place chance down there at about $91. In race four, I found something here called Indelible Spirit. It's an $81 chance. It's a horse that made its debut recently and was a $7 chance on debut. Coming out of that same race is Robert the Puss, who's the second favourite. That was that unvanquishable race at Benalla. Robert the Puss was $17, guys. Now that Robert the Puss is $5, I sort of can't quite work out why Invincible's Indelible Spirit, I should say, is $81. I know the horse failed badly, but it was caught a bit deep. Not much went right for it in the run, and I was just happy off that SP last time out to maybe give it another try there at around the $81 mark. And then the last of the races that I was keen to play in was race seven. The price has unfortunately gone on the 11th, Bellarina Magic. She was around a $26 chance. I think she'll really appreciate getting away from that soft seven that she faced first up at Bendigo onto a good track. She's been placed in six of her last seven starts on good surfaces. So I think she's a great each-way ticket. She's still around $14 at the tap. And also in that same race is a horse called Shiloh Lass for Gavin Bedgood. She's been a little bit out of form. I'm not sure if she's the same horse as she was sort of 12 months ago or so, but she did run a good fifth behind a horse called Witchful Thinking at the Hillside Track at Sandown about four runs ago in a 64. She was able to find that form. She does drop sharply in weight. I think the $41 is worth a little nabble, guys. So no real standouts on the card. I'm just specking a few roughies, and if one of them runs a drum, we'll come out in front.
Sounds good to me. 100 to 1, 80 to 1, 26 to 1, 14 to 1. Don't mind having a dabble on those today. Best of luck, Nick.
Good on you, Michael.